really good. I went to this one lady, actually this guy, this really big, short guy, stocky bodybuilder type guy. I said, hey man, I said, what's going on? He goes, oh, nothing man, I'm good. I said, man, you got something going on. I said, your shoulder's messed up. He goes, nah man, I'm perfect. I said, nobody's perfect, man, come on. I said, you lift weights? He said, yeah, I just got out of the penitentiary. I said, cool. I said, so you got big in there? He said, yeah. I said, you messed up your shoulder. He said, man, I'm good. I said, okay. So I talked to the girl that was with him. Here, she had had a surgery in her neck, and they had done something around her spine, and it paralyzed this where she couldn't lift it any higher than that. And she had a tingling down one side. It was real bad. And he looks at me and goes, you know what? Shoulder is messed up. I said, oh, cool. So I prayed for his shoulder, and his shoulder got healed, and he was like, yeah, it was cool. So I prayed for this lady, and all the crowds just left her on. Everything. And I went down and kept praying for people. There were 7 people in that bar that got healed that day. And that's the 3rd time I've been there. And they are like, come on in. Now listen, bars need to be the revival hotspots. Because where darkness is, light shines brighter. Amen. You know the one thing that's stopping everybody from doing this? Fear, man. Gordy was singing about it tonight. We fear people. If God is for us, why do we think that that person in front of us is so scary?
What?
You guys shop at Walmart, let's drop the bar. You guys shop at Walmart, who